So what ticked you off now?
So I'm standing in the hall. Here comes Boomer. Okay.
Oh boy.
So, you know, immediately I'm like, are you kidding me with this? Oh no, you can't say nothing. He's yelling at me. You can't say nothing until the quarterback's there. You can't say, you don't know what it's going to be. I don't want to hear anything until the quarterback's back. What are you talking about? I'm tired of hearing that nonsense. They blew the first game when the quarterback was there, whether he had mono or not. They had a 16-0 lead. They choked that game away. Okay. The coaching was abysmal in the Cleveland game. There were some moments in the Cleveland game where they were still in it. Okay, I'll throw the Patriot game out the window. They had no shot in that game. But yesterday, with some of the decisions this coach is making, the guy, like you said, on that field goal where the guy looks clueless, what am I doing here? I mean, you got to be kidding me. I understand the quarterback's not there, but like you said, there's no such thing as excuses, bro.
No, except for the Jets.
Right.
They're the one team with the excuses.
But he's going to get an excuse gauge because of the quarterback because he can't play. Well, he's supposed to be the quarterback whisperer. Shouldn't he be getting something out of Luke Falk? Shouldn't he be? I mean, I'm tired of hearing it.
They're already being written.
Of course.
The excuses
for Gase. The media is giving him a break. And guys like Boomer are giving him a break. I'm sure Buttle and all those people at that stupid postgame show, they're giving him a break. Okay?
And that doesn't mean...
Even Ira's down on it. Even Ira.
Wow.
He'll never admit it on the air. But even him.
It's like you lost Cronkite. You lost Ira.
But I mean, you got to be kidding me. Seriously? I'm tired of hearing it.
We know and acknowledge that the offensive line stinks,
that
this offense doesn't have a great amount of talent. We all understand that.
Right, right.
But I think that you can try, and I think we try, to be intelligent enough to still analyze the coach and what's being placed in front of us instead of just blindly saying, none of this counts, don't look
right,
here,
right,
ignore it.
Right, right.
That's not how it works.
That's right.
The NFL is not an excuse business. We can make excuses for every team in the league.
Hey.
Want to make a few? How about the Bears?
Well,
the London trip.
Right.
You know, is that the excuse?
Right.
That's
you
can make an excuse for every team in this league.
Let's go back just look at our defense right now with Greg Williams. Okay, he doesn't have his best player in Mosley. He doesn't have Jenkins there right now. Okay, he's got this absolute stiff in Trumaine Johnson playing one corner spot. He's got another stiff in Leonard Williams who should be gone tomorrow. He's got Kenan Williams who looks like another bust of a first-round pick who can't make a dead-on sack of the quarterback. He just moves his head and he misses him. All right? And he's getting stuff out of guys I never even heard from before. I never even knew guys who I didn't know Terrell Basham was on the team. I didn't know that. And you're getting something from these kind of guys. This guy Phillips I'd never heard of. Neville Hewitt. He's getting production out of guys like this. So I'm tired of hearing the nonsense about the coach already getting a free pass. They're going to go 2-14, 1-15, something like that. Something like that. And this guy's getting a freebie because the quarterback's not there. I mean, give me a break. And this guy's supposed to know something about quarterbacks. It's the same old. But nobody cares because they're the Jets. They're a brutally run franchise. They got an owner that has no clue. They don't have their own stadium. I could go on and on and on. But they got beautiful uniforms. Bro, I am so disgusted today. I can't. I'm beyond. With so many things, but the Jets just, you know, put me right over the top. It's just, it's unbelievable how bad it is. And I got to hear people like Boomer, okay? All right, I understand he's Boomer size, and I get it. And he's going to stick up because he's probably buddy-buddy with the Johnsons and all of that nonsense. It's a disgrace what the franchise is throwing out there right now. And then we're going to see 80% Cowboy fans this week when they play Dallas. Tell me where the wins are coming from. I don't care if Donald plays or not. It's ridiculous. It really is. And you got to hear that kind of, you know what, I can't even say on the air. Really. I'm tired of hearing it. I really am. I'm tired of hearing it from people. I really am. And the media giving this guy a break. They'll give him a break till the end of time, till they fire him in 2 years if he lasts that long. Unbelievable. Sorry, bro. I'm beyond disgusted today.
Look,
I really am.
This is something we were discussing about in January when they hired the guy.
Of course. But what do we know? We don't know nothing. We don't know anything about coaches. We don't know anything. What do we know? We knew Gase wasn't the right guy to hire. We knew that. But, you know, the owner got sold the bill of goods by Peyton Manning. What has he ever done for the Jets? Tell me. Except decided he didn't want to play for them. So we got to listen to him because he knows, Adam Gase, oh my God. really, it's beyond disgusting.
And it's only getting worse, my
it's
friend.
It's only getting worse.
It's not going to get better. It's not getting better anytime soon. Oh, the Dallas Cowboys coming to town.
Oh.
And for anyone laughing, and I was, I'll admit it, laughing at the absurd amount of Patriot fans at FedEx Field yesterday.
Oh, my God.
That's just a preview.
Just get ready.
That's just a preview of
what the Cowboy fans are going to and then the Patriot fans
right.
on Monday night
exactly.
after that.
It's back to back.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, they're going to be two in back. And that's what you think or you hope makes Christopher Johnson think. As he's sitting there at his stadium, his quote-unquote stadium, listening to fan bases in back-to-back weeks just
they don't care.
I know green is green. I get
that's
that.
That's all they care about. As long as the money's there, they don't give a damn.
But we're learning that about the NBA. Money is king.
Oh, well.
Morals don't matter.
Right.
Beliefs don't matter. It's all about the money. I get all that. But maybe the next 2 weeks, maybe, will embarrass Christopher Johnson enough.
Unbelievable. It really is brutal. There's no doubt about it, man.